Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I did something to a piece of fruit the other day that I've never done before, and it did something back to me. It was not good. I don't care for biting into apples. I don't like that feeling. I don't like biting into pears. I'd rather slice it. I don't know why. I just don't like having to chomp down and getting stuff in between my teeth. Steve and Hot Wings and Joe, I believe, were here the day that I attempted to just bite into an apple.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
I eat an apple
every
single day. It
was a reaction I had never seen from somebody before.
Yeah, it's.
I want to see it.
Nope, I'm not doing it. I hate it so much.
But I haven't seen it.
Hold on,
there's
a lot
of. You have like nine apples.
There's a lot of listeners that also haven't heard it or seen it.
Well, I'll do it in a minute. I just need to let you know that yesterday I didn't eat my apple at work, which I usually slice. So I brought it home with me and I was driving an hour south because I had a tattoo appointment. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to eat this apple and I'm going to bite into it. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed this little black circle.
Oh,
and like, I don't mind if an apple is bruised. I don't really care. But this was like black moldish. I'm going to send Steve this picture.
Good.
And I thought to myself, I probably shouldn't eat that, but I'm really hungry. So I'm going to eat around it. Not only did I not eat around it because I forgot by the time that I got around to that little black hole, I also ate
seeds.
Quite
the journey from one side of the apple to the other.
It is. I just don't pay attention like that. And usually if I'm cutting, I would just slice it and we would be done.
Yeah.
And I bit right into that black thing and it tasted weird. And I was like, no.
Oh,
then I needed a bite again to get that taste out of my mouth. And I ate a seed. You guys can see in that picture how much
look
I struggled just to bite into an apple because look at where my teeth marks are above it. I can't do it. I hate it
much. Oh, that's so gross.
You bit into it looks like a cigarette burn mark.
Yeah.
It's so big.
I
expected a much smaller one, but I assumed it was like some kind of a big one.
I ate that and
did
I ate a couple apples.
Did you find the cockroach eggs in there?
Yeah. Oh, don't do that to me.
It's a big deer tick.
I mean, it does look like some kind of a worm burrowed in there.
It does look very gross. And I didn't get to cut it to see what was underneath it. So whatever was underneath that, I swallowed yesterday. It was not good.
No.
Just protein or something.
Yeah.
You know what I
think
would help? A bite of your apple right now.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I'm going to do this little one. I hate it.
I'm with you. I don't like it either. But I dislike the slicing of the apple more. Like, I hate the extra work that goes into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
God, I love it.
You end up with wasted apple that way, too.
Nope. I don't like that. Do do you, like, where do you start?
Why is your mouth open so wide?
Oh, you started at the end.
Am I supposed to go up and down or side to side?
You were supposed to go on the other side.
What does that mean? Like, up and down?
Hasn't anyone ever told you?
Yeah, like,
the starter
look at that.
Side.
You're doing it right. Just finish biting.
I don't like it.
You got to open up your mouth wider.
He just said that.
Oh, I think it's open too wide.
No, I think it's too narrow.
Yeah, it's going to get stuck in there like a hog.
You know you like what you're eating, right?
I love what I'm eating, but the feeling in between my teeth is just terrible.
But now it's already in there like a slice.
I know.
Yeah, why are you still chewing it like there's feces on it?
Because I can feel the pieces in between my front teeth.
Yeah, that's never fun.
I
got to
do that.
Yeah.
Suck on your teeth to get out.
Like sometimes it's so thick that I'm like, I feel like this is moving my entire, like, it's rearranging me right now.
Like your palate shifted.
Yeah. Like I got to go put in my bite splint to fix this.
I didn't know there were so many tooth Nancys here.
Oh, man.
No kidding.
I need to go floss now.